Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, my good people? Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. We are Old School, coming at you live 1040 Oak Street with this little bit of traffic. The wind is down. Now you don't have to batten down the hatches for 72 hours like it was before.
And grill over an open flame.
Oh, my God. Listen, brush fires galore probably would have started, if people were trying to grill out there. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th in Yankee Hill, 85th in Old Cheney / Andre Matt, and 168th in Maple, up there in the O, the Metro, Omaha, the greater metropolitan city of Nebraska, the only one, as they like to say. A lot going on. Obviously, we have a NBA champion crowned. I know you guys talked about it probably for a couple hours on the block. I will say this is that obviously you guys probably combed over it pretty easy. I think the Thunder is probably going to be, I think they're going to have to work harder to be more appreciated fully. And I think it's also a byproduct of when you look at their celebration in the locker room, they were probably in and out of there very quickly.
The NBA posted a picture of all the beer that didn't get drank in that locker room.
Yeah, they just drove
home. Caruso and Hartenstein making jokes about they don't know how to pop a champagne bottle.
Yeah. It's almost reminiscent of Jeff Teague, who has 502 podcast or something.
He's really good at it.
He's really good.
He's great.
And his homeboy is probably the best because he has no filter. He talked about when they won a championship with the Bucks, mm-hmm. and he drove home that middle of the night and went back to Indianapolis and turned up. Mm-hmm. And I think the celebration is a byproduct of Shea, Alexander, their superstar, very low key, family man, not very flamboyant, just about, mm-hmm. His business. But then also I think it's a byproduct of their team. When they have a player of the game, whether it's Shea, either Williams, Dort, Caruso, whoever it is, they're all in there. So that lets
Minnesota's very own.
Yeah, Chet. And Chet had a big – he played defense. I think he's
most blocks in NBA Game 7.
Yeah, he's a praying mantis. He doesn't look very strong. He doesn't look very
wiry big, strong,
but he is though wiry strong. Mm-hmm. He's tough.
That's what people used to say about me.
Yeah.
Wiry now I'm strong. Dad strong.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Daddy, listen, you will. When you carry around a kid, you don't have to have big arms. You just got that. That's where that grown man strength comes from. It's either carrying around a bunch of kids and carrying 8 million things into the car, into the house, or growing up throwing hay bales. That's
right.
Yeah. So, it's either or.
Let me ask you this about OKC. Do you feel like they're set up for a quote unquote dynasty run such as there is in the NBA? They're the seventh champion in 7 years. Do you think we're in for an era of OKC on top for a while in the West? Or do you have any concerns about OKC? Maybe they got lucky. Maybe this group of guys, got blessed by the Tyrese Haliburton injury. You still don't trust them to finish. This is just a blip on the radar. They'll be good, but not championship.
I think they'll be a short dynasty. I'm little hesitant to do it because you couldn't have told me the Nuggets with my man Bloodline and the Joker and that crew wouldn't be where OKC is right now. Right. It wouldn't have been doing three in a row. Mm-hmm. And I think things change. I think success is so hard for this generation and these young players to deal with. Is two reasons. Number one, you never reach this type of success, even in AAU or high school, because it's not even that. You're just there to get yours. And mm-hmm. then you go and play 1 year of college, then you're a lottery pick, then you kind of figure it out. And Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, remember, he was just a kind of rotational player at best with the Clippers. OKC saw something in him, and then now this is your new stardom. Mm-hmm. The problem is now everybody's going to try to pluck little, you know, intricate pieces off their roster, including assistant coaches, GMs, eventually over the next 2 or 3 years. So that will have an effect on them.
And new CBA. You're going to be down either Jalen Williams or Chet Holmgren.
Right. And that's huge.
Make your choice.
And that's huge. So then you have to start making some choices. We saw it in a way with Memphis.
Right.
Bane and Ja. And so it's like, okay.
Well, it was Bane and Jaren.
Jaren.
Yeah. And they chose Jaren.
And then on top of it, they chose Ja. I would have kept Bane and Jaren Jackson. Yeah. That's just me because I can trust them. Mm-hmm. But they are rolling the dice on Ja because what? He puts butts in the stands and more sellable. Mm-hmm. But you also have to, there's a cost analysis into what you return on investment keeping a guy like Ja or keeping, you know, Shea and Chet. Because if you pay Shea, you got in and you keep Chet, you got to pay him. Well, then that means Williams is gone. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then say the NBA changes, right? And then so the style of play changes. Say you lose your coach or lose assistant coach, and say you lose some of those, like you lose Caruso, that gets, say he's able to get a bigger deal based on being a two-time.
It's the KCP deal.
Right. He's got to take it. Mm-hmm. It's like Bruce Brown when he was with the Nuggets. He has to take it. Mm-hmm. You lose KCP, right, from the Nuggets, yep. right? First of all, from the Lakers.
Right.
Right. And then, mm-hmm. you know, the Nuggets. And then, right, so you got to keep going. And so those things, it's the fabric of that championship DNA. But they're a young team. They have a lot of depth. They still have some assets. They can still acquire some good players. So I think they'll go on a mini run. But also think that everybody is a lot closer than what it seemed like this regular season. You get what I'm saying? And so
right. You
never would have thought Indiana would have been that close, but Indiana has their own issues. This is a one-time thing. Your star player is essentially out for next year.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
okay, so he's out for next year. Yeah. So now we're already into 2027 with mm-hmm. him. Miles Turner, does that benefit him? Negotiation.
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying, yeah.
I'm mm-hmm. going in there with a different type of number now or a different type of reality of who I am. I'm just still the same player, mm-hmm. but the big dog's out. So
money's got to go somewhere.
So now you might have to be, you feel obligated to pay him more than maybe, or you pay him and kind of overpay him. Kind of like mm-hmm. DeAndre Ayton. Remember when he had that really good run in the playoffs and he was a good player. And then once he got paid, he lost all types of sense of reality. He couldn't get to work in Portland.
And let's not pretend like Phoenix did him any favors.
No. By sending him to Portland?
Well, by not exactly amplifying his skill set. Before they sent him to Portland.
And also, the head coach really didn't like him.
That part.
And really didn't think he was good.
That part.
So, yes, Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And
they did again.
We did not get to that on the block.
That probably takes more time. But.
Yeah, so, we're going to do one more NBA thing and obviously put a bow on that. And then we got big news out of Husker land. They got mm-hmm. another commit. And obviously, it's a byproduct of the camps and the social media stuff they've been doing, it seems like, for, you know, all of June. So, anyways, Kevin Durant on the sneak, on the down, like he was doing something with Fanatics.
Yeah.
He was doing kind of like a
fan event.
A fan event mm-hmm. with Fanatics and found mm-hmm. out he was getting traded mid presentation.
Do you think that was staged at all?
I will tell you, I've been traded before.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, yeah. And I didn't handle it as cool.
You were
as
not on stage at Fanatics Fan Fest.
No, I was at the practice facility. I showed up looking for war. I still got on the same private jet to go to Houston that I was going on even when I was looking for war. So I might have won the battle.
But the NFL.
But actually I won the war. I probably lost a little battle. They heard me and then they were petty and I still was out of town. I still had to pay first and last month's rent.
Sad.
But the McNair family took care of me. They paid for it, and they paid for the move quick.
H-Town got KD, too. So the second legend they've gotten in a trade.
Yeah. You know, look, Kevin Durant goes to Houston. A lottery pick, Jalen Green, is gone. Now, if I'm Devin Booker, bro, I'm trying to get up out of there now. What do you, Bradley Beal and Devin Booker are looking at this dude coming in? You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. Who are you more interested in from this trade, Phoenix or Houston? Which end is more interesting to you?
I'm more interested in Houston because it on paper, it makes them a title contender because.
So let's hit Phoenix then.
Okay.
Real quick.
Yeah. I don't know what that's.
Phoenix has failed Devin Booker.
Yeah.
The man has had 7 head coaches.
Yeah.
I think he can be an NBA franchise guy. Hall of Famer? Probably not. Olympic role? Played it perfectly.
Yeah.
Devin Booker can be a number one.
Oh, yeah.
Devin Booker can be that dude.
Yeah.
That's why I love them getting Chris Paul. Veteran mentor. Handle the ball. Set him up for easy shots. He can handle late in games. It's fine. Why did Phoenix take the bait and try to go in on the big three? Again. Why did they get positional overlap with Bradley Beal? We can make Brad Beal play the one, shift Devin Booker to the one, and then you go give up all that for KD, who was worth it.
Yeah.
KD was insane in Phoenix, and if you look at the numbers.
And then you have Bradley Beal, who's a Hall of Famer, coming off the bench. Tries to. Stupid. And now it's another dumb move.
Yes.
You bring a dude in here that has no ability to play with structure, just AAU, very good player, AAU superstar on steroids, to go with a wily veteran in Bradley Beal, who's trying to figure out
what the heck he's doing in the NBA right now.
And Devin Booker, who's off probably in Italy, thinking.
Well, and Grayson Allen, who's got 40% from three again, same position.
All of them.
Yeah, here's this. So Tommy Beer, NBA writer, what the Suns gave up for Kevin Durant, Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, Jay Crowder, and 5 unprotected first-round picks. 4 picks and a swap. That's what they gave up for KD. Here's what they got back. Jalen Green, positional overlap, like you just mentioned. Dylan Brooks, the number 10 in this year's draft, and 5 second-rounders. That's what they got back. Phoenix, fold. You suck.
They just getting fleeced. You know what Phoenix is? Phoenix, they're operating like their expansion team.
Seriously.
You know when you can just call up, you know, like that you ever see like the Hard Knocks? Like, yes. let's call this Domio. He always looking for a deal. That's it. He's always down for a deal.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing NBA 2K, build a franchise with no ramifications if you don't do it right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then on top of it, now I will say this, and I'm saying this reluctantly.
Okay.
The one guy I think Houston might miss is Dylan Brooks. Only in what he does, kind of defense a guy. You could take some KD will D up, but I like to save KD's defense for playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan Brooks to kind of, if he really would dummy, get paid the same and dummy down his role and stop trying to be Draymond and just be Dylan Brooks before, right, when he was actually, you know, when he's a second-round pick and kind of, you know, fought his way onto the roster and all that, and has ability to switch in size and all that, and could be a second unit scorer if you need him to, right, from three, kind of, you know, that, I think if they could have, there would have been a total fleece. It's 95% fleece.
If Dylan Brooks is a real tough guy as opposed to a fake tough guy, and he was setting the tone for Houston,
yeah,
they'll have to make that up.
Right.
But if he was front runner tough.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise.
same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know, just there for the vibe.
Yeah.
Guys didn't really like him. You know, yeah. He's out there because of his reputation. I think Thompson is tough. I think Tari Eason is tough.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I think Fred VanVleet is tough.
Oh, yeah.
Shen Goon is that European kind of tough.
Yeah. And KD's tough, too. So they got enough tough guys. But I think that and you're right, Dylan Brooks is more of he's a Halloween tough guy.
Sure.
Cameras on, mm-hmm. He's tough.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's a tough guy. I just think he tries to do it too much.
Yeah.
He tries to, you know, he sees the, you know, Draymond's like straight up tough.
And goes too far.
But that's just him. He just, he doesn't have an off switch. Whereas Dylan's trying it, and there's only one Draymond that's been able to do it. You know, he's able to be a point forward and end up being a Hall of Famer. So I think it's going to be interesting to see, Houston and the next step they take, because VanVleet and obviously Durant are obviously getting a little bit longer in their tooth. And then does this help Thompson take that next step? And I think that's part of the reason you got rid of Green, because I think Thompson's mindset and the way he played in the playoffs, I think made Houston's like, all right, we can make this trade easy. And we feel very comfortable with this trade.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He can be a 16 game guy.
Right. And so, and I think Sengun, you know, will flourish with KD.
I think so.
I think this spacing in KD and KD will make him a better player. And I think their skills, I think that Houston is going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I like their coach. And, you know,
so does KD. KD tried to get Ime hired when he was in Brooklyn.
Yeah. I mean, in Duque, I would kill his day, man, just because he had the biggest. He's a good coach. He's tough. You know, I think he was a really good coach when he was at Boston. I think, you know, they would have won a championship if he stayed. I mean, obviously he had a little bit of dust up off the field or off the court. And I don't really think I think for what went on, I think it was too far, but that's why I think everybody else knew it. And that's why he was able to get a job. And so I think it's Houston's benefit. I think he's done a really good job of coming in there and setting a culture. And I think the GM and the decision makers are lock in step with him. When you go get VanVleet and then also Dylan Brooks, it actually settles the waters of that young, wild team. That was kind of like Orlando, and Orlando's matured. So I like it. I like it. I mean, I think it brings some excitement back to Houston. I think KD is excited about, I think you're going to see, KD is going to be KD. KD is going to be 50 and still get you 26, you know, 8-6. So I think he's going to go down there and hoop.
I think KD is the better version of Melo in a lot of ways. Maybe a little more drama than Melo at the end of the day. But from the Houston side of things, they're taking their chance at being OKC 2.0. Because think about it. I mean, they didn't give back a single one of Phoenix's first-round picks.
Yeah.
The Phoenix gave them in a different deal. They get rid of Jalen Green, who they just paid, like $35 million a year.
Thank you.
Who they took a swing. They missed. Okay, it happens. They kept Thompson. They kept Shengun. They like Jabari Smith, who I'm not completely sold on, but okay. They seem to think he's a building block. And you still have a little bit of space to work. You still have capital. You still have enough to go get Giannis, which I think would be a terrible move, but it's on the table. You got to give up Shengun, but I'd rather roll with 23-year-old Shengun and KD and then save those assets for the next.
If you can get Giannis, you got to move Shengun. I wish Jabari was a little bit farther along, because that's the perfect guy to move. You know, he's a lottery pick. But Milwaukee.
Where did Jabari go to college?
Alabama.
No, Auburn.
Auburn. That's right. Auburn.
Brandon Miller.
Yeah, Brandon Miller. You're right. And it was like back to back. Right. Yeah, Brandon Miller's a little gangster out there trying to. But I look at it, though. I look at Milwaukee almost like Phoenix. They are open for business. The fact that Giannis is potentially going to be on the move, that lets you know it's blow up city. Damian Lillard. Once Giannis goes, Damian's gone.
Well, Dame's out with the Achilles too.
Yeah. So it's easy to do because you're out of sight, out of mind. I feel like that you could fleece them like Phoenix. Here's Jabari. He has a lot. He's KD says he's special. We think he's special too. That's why we kept him just for you.
Yep. Yeah,
there you go. at a fresh price of one of the probably the most unstoppable force in Shaq.
Literally. No, like actual Shaq numbers. Yeah. Yeah. Probably give up what Reed Sheppard or Cam Whitmore.
That's fine. Yeah. You know what? You got
and Jabari.
Right. Yeah. You got all lottery picks. And you know, we'll throw in a first round pick for you too.
Just for kicks.
Yeah. Just a little, that's to be a nice little dessert. Call me back in 5 minutes. I know you're going to take the deal.
Just say yes, but yeah, tell your family this is happening. Yeah. Call me back.
Yeah. We already got our jet up there for Giannis. He's coming over from Greece.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you got to do it. And especially if you can keep Sengun, would be great. If you got to give him up, so be it. Maybe you have to take on a Brook Lopez for a year. Yeah. I mean, I think if you give
Brooks is a free agent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Then you get him for like a kind of a, you know, one of those mid-level things or just kind of a, you know, because I think he does have championship pedigree. I think with the size, if you're able to get Giannis, he can be off the bench and provide that physical, true toughness because he is crazy. But he can be that stretch five, too.
Who would you rather have next year, Brook Lopez or Al Horford?
That's tough. I'll go Al Horford because he's more durable right now. Now, if they both were like durability the same, I would say Brook Lopez.
I think
it's tough.
If you don't tell me who's taking these guys in no context, I take Horford. We don't realize just how much of Milwaukee's defense was built around Lopez in drop and Giannis on the weak side.
Yeah.
Brook Lopez is one of the best drop defenders in the NBA.
Yeah.
I think Al Horford's a little more versatile. Yeah. And he can fit into more schemes.
And he knows the system that he wants. And I think he's a great leader too.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think he's the opposite of KD. KD's more of action, watch me work. KD will lead, so you lead, but I think Al will kind of galvanize guys.
Can I drop this comparison? Bryce Williams is KD. They're the same guy. They can be the best player on the team, but it can't be their team. Houston can't be KD's team. He's going to be the best player on the team.
Yeah, he's getting off the plane that way. He knows it too.
But it can't be his team. When Golden State won, it's KD and Steph were neck and neck.
And that's fine.
But it wasn't KD's team. It was Steph's team.
And you know what? As long as KD is fine with that, then you're going to get the best version of KD. Anytime you've had to have him be that guy, it hasn't worked out.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Same with Bryce. Right. There's too much on his shoulder. There wasn't a good enough supporting cast. When Nebraska was good in 23-24, Bryce Williams was arguably the best player. Hooper, right? K-State did something special. Rink did something special. You could see Bryce Williams was the guy in that group that was going to go to the NBA. It wasn't his team.
Yeah. And that's what, you know what, sometimes your best ability is have some self-reflection or know who you are.
Yeah.
And also, and then being okay with it. I think, you know, and it's, you know, we got 4 minutes, so we'll just stay here. And this is more of an athlete mindset. You never step on any type of arena, whether it's the baseball diamond, or, you know, basketball court, hockey rink, football field, and not think that you're the best. Don't. If you do, then you have no chance.
You're already over.
It's over.
Screw.
Because then eventually that doubt will just come out in the worst time possible or in how you go about your business. But also, when thinking that, you also have to have a sense of reality. Maybe once the season is done or when you're outside of the arena or when you're in the locker room, actually, and there's the pecking order, and understand, this person is better at A and B than me. And it might not be significantly, but it's okay for them. But I can be the best that I can be. And then when I need to step up, then I will be able to step up. But if you're asking me to do all this and then be Kevin Durant, you're not going to get the best Kevin Durant. And as long as I think that's where the head coach would come in. And I think that's also where Van Fleet is fine. Because he's been in this role. He's played with Kawhi.
Yeah.
And he played with other places where he was just that guy. And that's
Van Fleet was the fourth or fifth option on that Toronto team.
Right. And he's
Kyle Lowry.
Yeah.
Kawhi. Pascal Siakam
right.
was on that team. And Marc Gasol.
Yeah. And they were fine with it. And he was fine with it.
Cool.
And he flourished at it. And then as he started to move up, guys started to leave, then it would start to be his team. But he embodied everything of that championship team. So I think this trade would be, you know.
One more thing.
Houston got the best of this trade.
That part. That leads right into what Virginia Pirate says. He says, I think the Suns are elated they got the deal they got. No. No, they're not. They didn't get back a single one of their first round picks. That's a problem because they gave up a lot of them. You lost a top 25, at least, player of all time.
Yeah,
and Kevin Durant,
top 20.
Very baseline.
Yeah,
depending on how you judge it, right? Who's still playing essentially at his prime after an Achilles injury? It's been really good. You pick up Jalen Green for the positional overlap that we talked about. Mm-hmm. You're picking 10th when you need a center, and the guy that you want could be off the board by then. All you get are second round picks back.
Yeah,
you missed your chance at the deadline when you didn't trade KD at the deadline. You allowed him to dictate the terms of where he wanted to go. And then you were at the behest of what other teams could offer.
Right. And you still can't.
Phoenix had no leverage. And they did not win this deal. They escaped it. They didn't win it.
They just said, you know what? We're not, if we keep waiting, we're going to get less.
Right.
And you can dice it up and say, we got Jalen Green. And in a normal like trade, you'd be like, that's a great trade because you wouldn't have position overload there. Right. Right? But you are. And now as much as you think you made a good decision, now you have to make more great decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You got to find.
Now's the hard part.
Yeah. You got to. What are you doing? What are you going to do with Bradley Beal?
What can you do with Bradley Beal?
You can't do anything. So you better figure out a way to ask him where he wants to go and just take mm-hmm. that on the chin.
Yeah.
And then you have to. Then you have to. It's almost like a coach that has to re-recruit a player when you sign somebody out of the portal at his position. But he already has a big NIL deal like Grayson Allen.
Right.
Then you got to go to your, my analogy is the football team, your All-American wide receiver linebacker that has he doesn't have any worries about his position, but he wants to win a Big Ten championship or SEC championship, ACC mm-hmm. championship. And you got to resell him on trying to stay here with Phoenix because we're actually trying to build a winner. When everybody that he looks around that's actually of stature or a good player mm-hmm. plays his position
and they're winning
and they're right. So I think Phoenix is trying. I think they finally came to the conclusion. We have to make a decision on KD right now because we lost all the leverage and the funny thing is at the All-Star break or the trade deadline, they weren't even close. They had no like life. No. To make a run.
No.
You got to think. They did. Remember when they were on national TV and they got blown out?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, they won a couple games in a row. And they're like, oh, okay, we got to figure it out. So we're going to keep KD.
We're back. Yeah. Yep.
And then you commenced losing five in a row.
Whoops.
Yep. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break, come back. We're going to talk about Husker news. We got to commit. And then we'll touch on LSU, dominating it once again in Omaha. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.